Harry watched numbly as the large, chattering group took their beers from Fred and rummaged in their robes to find coins. He could not imagine what all these people had turned up for until the horrible thought occurred to him that they might be expecting some kind of speech, at which he rounded on Hermione. "What have you been selling people?" he said in a low voice. "What are they expecting?"
"I told you, they just want to hear what you've got to say,"
said Hermione soothingly. But Harry continued to look at her so furiously that she added quickly,
"You don't have to do anything yet. I'll speak to them first."
"Hi, Harry," said Neville, beaming and taking a seat opposite Harry. Harry tried to smile back, but did not speak. His mouth was exceptionally dry. Cho had just smiled at him and sat down on Ron's right. Her friend, who had curly reddish blonde hair, did not smile but gave Harry a thoroughly mistrustful look that told Harry plainly that, given her way, she would not be here at all. In twos and threes, the new arrivals settled around Harry, Ron, and Hermione, some looking rather excited, others curious, Luna Lovegood gazing dreamily into space. When everybody had pulled up a chair, the chatter died out. Every eye was upon Harry. Said Hermione, her voice slightly higher than usual out of nerves.
Well, hi.
The group focused its attention on her instead, though eyes continued to dart back regularly at Harry.
Well, you know why you're here. Harry here had the idea. I mean,
Harry had thrown her a sharp look.
I had the idea that it might be good if people who wanted to study Defense Against the Dark Arts, and I mean really study it, you know, not the rubbish that Umbridge is doing with us.
Hermione's voice became suddenly much stronger and more confident,
because nobody could call that defense against the dark arts.
Hear, hear, said Anthony Goldstein, and Hermione looked heartened.
Well, I thought it would be good if we, well, took matters into our own hands.
She paused, looked sideways at Harry and went on,
and by that, I mean learning how to defend ourselves properly, not just theory, but the real spells. You want to pass your defense against the dark arts OWL too, though, I bet,
said Michael Corner, who was watching her closely.
Of course I do, said Hermione at once, but I want more than that. I want to be properly trained in defense because...
She took a great breath and finished.
Because Lord Voldemort's back.